So, continuing with the entertainment segments, we're going to have a look at some of the films that honour at the cinema. Now, there are lots of cinemas in the area. There's Cineworld, which I do advocate because they are great with access. So, I will give you the contact information to them at the end. But there's also The View in the city of Newcastle under Lyme. Well, it's not actually a city. I mean, in the centre of Newcastle under Lyme. And there's Odeon Festival Park as well. And you can Google them for their information also. So, we have for you coming up, we have The Fantastic Four, which opens this weekend. It's 115 minutes. It's yet another remake. It's called The First Steps, a 12A, and it's set against the vibrant backdrop of a 1960s inspired retro futuristic world. The Fantastic Four First Steps introduces Marvel's first family, Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic, played by Pedro Pascal, Sue Storm, Invisible Woman, played by Vanessa Kirby, Johnny Storm, Human Torch, played by Joseph Quinn, and Ben Grimm, The Thing, played by Eben Moss Bacharach, as they face their most daunting challenge yet, forced to balance their roles as heroes with the strength of their family bond. They must defend Earth from a ravenous space god called Galactus, played by Ralph Ineson, and his enigmatic herald, Silver Surfer, played by Julia Garner. And if Galactus is planned to devour the entire planet and everything and everyone on it wasn't bad enough, it suddenly gets very personal. And it also stars John Malkovich and Sarah Niles, and directed by Matt Shakman. Next up, we've got The Bad Guys. It's action animation, 104 minutes. It's a PG. It's released this weekend also. And who's badder than the bad guys, the bad girls? In the new chapter from DreamWorks Animation, acclaimed 2022 action comedy hits about a crackerjack criminal crew of animal outlaws, the bad guys are struggling to find trust and acceptance in their newly minted lives as good guys when they are pulled out of retirement and forced to do one last job by an all-female squad of criminals. It's based on the New York Times best-selling book series by Aaron Blabey. And The Bad Guys 2 reunites the film's all-star cast and filmmakers, and that includes Alex Borstein, Craig Robinson, Sam Rockwell. It's got Marc Maron, Anthony Ramos, Lily Singh, Awkwafina in there as well. Still showing, we've got Superman, that's 12A, 129 minutes. It was released 11th of July, and it follows the superhero as he reconciles his heritage with his human upbringing. He is the embodiment of truth, justice, and the American way in a world that views this as old-fashioned, and also stars Nicholas Holt, Nathan Fillion, and Millie Alcock, and directed by James Gunn. We've also got, still showing, was out a couple of weeks back, Jurassic World Rebirth, 5 years post-Jurassic World Dominion, and Expedition Braves isolated equatorial regions to extract DNA from three massive prehistoric creatures for a groundbreaking medical breakthrough. And this is 12A action and 133 minutes, directed by Gareth Edwards. We also have Smurfs, a remake of The Smurfs. It was released last week. It's 92 minutes. And when Papa Smurf, played by John Goodman, is mysteriously taken, or voiced by him, taken by evil wizards, Razamel and Garamel, Smurfette Rihanna, pop star Rihanna, leads the Smurfs on a mission into the real world to save him with the help of new friends. And also features the voices of Daniel Levy, Nick Offerman, James Corden, Nick Kroll, Hannah Waddingham, Alex Winter, and Billy Lord, with Kurt Russell and, of course, John Goodman. And one that we have coming up on the 1st of August, so before we come back around the 5th, we have the Naked Gun remake. It's Certificate 15, it's comedy, it's 85 minutes, and only one man has the particular set of skills to lead police squad and save the world. This is Lieutenant Frank Drebin Jr., played this time round in The Naked Gun by Liam Neeson. And it follows in his father's footsteps in The Naked Gun, directed by Akiva Schaffer. And it's going to be fun to see him in that role. It also features Pamela Anderson, Paul Walter Hauser, and CCH Pounder. So those are the films, and we'll have some more for you when we're back early in August. Oh, hang on, I need to tell you something. I need to tell you about Cineworld. So most films are available with audio description. Please do check when booking. Audio description, also referred to as video description, is a form of narration used to provide information surrounding key visual elements in a media work. And Cineworld is committed to making your experience a safe and enjoyable one. Please do ask if you require any information or assistance during your visit. The customer service number is 0333 0003 344, and reservations is 0871 200 2000.